Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to all of our listeners from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful episode with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here today. And today, ACC News brings you another very wonderful and inspiring guest. We have with us certified life mastery consultant and career dream builder coach, Danielle Isaac. And she is the founder of Family Dreams Business Solutions. And to anyone in our audience today that is stressed or burnt out from work or life, or even executives or people in management positions that are stressed from the pressure of work, please grab a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and listen in very closely to the valuable knowledge that Danielle Isaac will share with us today. It is now Wednesday, the 12th of April, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas, that if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Danielle, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, as we know, it's a worldwide thing now. Everybody's really involved in it. We're also on Facebook, and you can also listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter, and you can also listen to the show live from there. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Success and happiness, what many of us thrive for. And it comes in many forms. And for many, the idea revolves around the color green. You make a lot of money, and you can enjoy life. But the paths to perpetual success and happiness are different for everyone. Some paths are easier than others. Some people get to do what they love. And others do what they have to in order to make a living they deem important. But what happens when you spend so much time following the wrong path that you've lost yourself? Certified life mastery consultant and career dream builder coach Danielle Isaac is really here with us today to show us that it's never too late to connect with what truly makes you happy. And that walls are made to be broken. Now, Danielle followed and achieved the dream of climbing the corporate ladder, reaching management level, running a staff of up to 100 employees, and earning an envious salary. But as her 20 years in corporate America went on, Danielle started to feel the effects of anxiety, stress, and pressure from running a large division for a massive company. Burnt out, she sought the help of a coach initially and was really unable to gain the clarity she was looking for until a day she watched the video by Mary Morrissey. And that video would change her life forever. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Certified Life Mastery Consultant and Career Dream Builder Coach, founder of Family Dreams Business Solutions, and known as the Queen of Clarity, Miss Danielle Isaac. How are you doing today, Danielle?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great to be here with you today.
We are very happy to have you and really get an opportunity to share your story and experience with our audience today. Before anything, Danielle, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Danielle Isaac?
Well, you could say that I'm infused with an enthusiasm to really help people discover what their life purpose is, because that was the difference in my life. That when I discovered my purpose, that's when I had a new lease on life. I had a new reason to get up out of bed every morning. And this happened back, you know, we'll get into this later, but this happened back at an early age where in my darkest hour, I discovered my purpose. And then I went and pursued that, and it gave me focus, and it gave me clarity, and it gave me a reason to drive forward. And then later on, again, I had another opportunity to think, okay, what's the next thing I want to do? What's the next thing I want to be? And then I went and pursued that, and again, I became driven and focused and had a reason to get out of bed every morning. So to me, I am so enthusiastic about really discovering what is your life purpose. Because when you can figure that out, even if it's like 50% understanding of something you should go after, maybe you don't have it all figured out, but maybe you have some idea. As you start to move in that direction, as you start to go that direction, oh my gosh, life becomes amazing. There is a new aliveness. So I am so passionate about talking to people about what is it you want to do in your life? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? Well, you know, really tap into the truth of who you are, who you're meant to be in this moment, and lean into that. Because when you do, life gets fun. Life gets amazing. So I am a number one advocate for discover your life purpose.
And I can feel your energy over the phone. It's so great. It's almost giving me the chills, and I know everybody tuning in can feel it as well. Now, I briefly spoke about your story, and everybody that does tune in are aware that all of our guests really have a wonderful and very inspiring story. Can you please share in detail with the audience your personal journey that led you here?
Absolutely. You know, back in the ninth grade, I'm just going to go back to when I first discovered a purpose, because I think it's important for even high school students, college students, to have a reason to go to school, to have a reason to study. They need to have a purpose. They can't just be told, go do this. They need to feel it inside of themselves. And when I was in the ninth grade, I was getting picked on, just bullied like crazy. I was being terrorized both at school, at home, on the bus. It didn't matter. There was no safe space for me. And what ended up happening is I ended up getting a serious health condition. And because of that, I got isolated at home. I was, you know, what I had was contagious. I had mono and bladder infection and kidney infection, got hospitalized, all that fun stuff. I was isolated at home, wasn't allowed to see people, wasn't allowed to leave the house. And when you're a teenager, that is a lethal combination, let me tell you.
Yeah,
so I was
bad.
In a dark spot. And it was in that moment, I actually, you know, looking back on that, of course, hindsight's always 20/20, but looking back on that, I was just in the worst, I just felt completely alone and lost. And you know what? In our darkest moments, that's when our greatest transformation comes. And I realized, wait a minute here. I remember having knife to wrist. You know, I don't know if I would have followed through, but I remember thinking, you know, maybe if I end my life, then people will actually notice me. Like, then I will matter. You know, this is the logic of a teenager. But, you know,
yes.
That's how low I was. But in that lowest moment, it was almost like I heard a voice that said, well, if you were to matter, what would you be doing? And I thought, and thank God I heard that voice. And I thought, what would I be doing? Like, what would I like to do? Like, if I mattered. And what popped into my head was a visual of a woman in a business suit, very successful, high heels on. You know, back in the day, the women wore skirts and beautiful business suits and briefcase in hand. And I just saw myself being a successful businesswoman. And so that became my driving light. Because in that moment, I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. This is going to give me a reason to go to school. This is going to give me a reason to move forward. And I just glommed onto that. And I'll tell you what, that one thing right there gave me a reason to start going to school, start studying, start engaging, start paying attention, start asking questions, get a degree, go to college. It became my driving light for 7 years or 8 years to just stay focused. Don't get distracted with all the stuff in life. So here I was graduating from college, and I did get into the corporate world. That was my dream. That was my purpose, and I started climbing the ladder. But then I got to this point 20 years later where I had, I think, this like voice inside my head that said, you've got to go out there and do more. You've reached the maximum limit of what you can do here. It's time for you to go out and get a bigger purpose, make a bigger difference in the world. And at the same time when that desire pops in, comes the discontent with what you're doing now. And so what I was doing now started to feel really uncomfortable, very stressful. I started to feel a lot of pressure, very overwhelmed. Just as the days went on, I became less and less happy at that work environment, because now I felt this driving force to go do something else. And I could not figure out what that something else was. And so I actually got, you know, almost literally on my knees. I just looked up at the ceiling. I raised my hands in the air out of desperation. I said, God, send me something, someone who can help, because I've been trying to figure this out for over 6 years, and I can't do it on my own. And that's when I got the email from Marian Morrissey. And I went to one of her conferences for 3 days. And when I went down there, I walked out with so much more clarity about who I wanted to be, what my purpose was, and what I wanted to do, which is what got me on the track that I'm on now. So it was huge for me to discover my purpose. And through that process, I learned what does it take to get from where you are now to where you want to go. And it's a whole new way of thinking, doing, and being in order to reach that next level in our lives. And so because of that, I learned a whole new philosophy in life that now gives me much more enthusiasm and excitement for each and every day. I have a whole new appreciation on life as a result of the changes that I went through.
And I know many people in the audience, they can feel your energy. They know that you've really succeeded in so many different ways. What would you say right now is your biggest influence in life? Who would that be, or what?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, I will just definitely say, you know, I'll give kudos to Mary Morrissey, because she was a major catalyst in changing my life. And I have immersed myself in her work so that I can teach other people the strategies she taught me. Because these are life-changing strategies that if you apply them in your life, you will see a massive difference. And the more you apply them and the better you get, the bigger the change. But I'm also going to say that I feel like one of the biggest influences, now that I look back on my life and even in today's conversation, I feel like spirit or God or whatever the term is that you give to it, but that has been my biggest influence throughout this whole lifespan, because as I reflect upon those darker moments in my life, I look back. Now I can see that his spirit was with me all along, sending me people and ideas, books and resources to support me in that hour of need. And I have always felt his presence, and my relationship with Spirit has grown so much stronger knowing that he's always got my back. And so now I've actually come to rely on him with much more like enthusiasm. I know that he's there for me, and I see the work that I do is also being his work, because he's calling me to bring inspiration and clarity and hope and transformation into people's lives. So I directly see what I'm doing as a correlation between all that, all the support that I got along the way. I'm bringing that into other people's lives because they need to know there's so much more out there than what the world often shows. And we really, there's way more to us than any of us ever realizes. And when we connect into that part of ourselves, oh my gosh, the sky's the limit.
And I guess this is what led to the foundation of your coaching practice.
Yes. Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is when we have a sense of purpose, it gives us clear direction. It also gives us a reason to get out of bed. It gives us a reason to get up in the morning with enthusiasm. And it gives us a reason to pour ourselves into something that deeply matters to us. Because as we stretch towards our purpose, you know, your purpose is very different than my purpose. It's very individualized. But as we stretch towards our purpose, we experience a sense of accomplishment and elation knowing that we are up to something very good. And that also becomes our driving force to stretch ourselves, to get out of the rut, to get out of the comfort zone, which is the killer of enthusiasm. Staying in your comfort zone is the death zone. That's where we shrink. That's where we get small. But when we stretch ourselves, when we really start to push our own limits, not in scary ways, you know, we don't have to go skydiving, but, you know, in our own ways. We stretch our own comfort zone in our ways. When we do that, on that green growing edge is where aliveness comes to life within us, where we feel more excitement and joy and magic in life when we really start to stretch those boundaries that we've got going on really inside of our own heads. Because that's where they exist. Nobody else is really putting them on us. We think they are. But it's in our own heads. We put our restrictions and boundaries around ourselves. And when we push those out, we realize, oh, my gosh, I can do so much more than I ever realized. And we keep pushing them, and we keep stretching them. And pretty soon, we don't even recognize who we are anymore. Because we're doing so much more, we're taking on so much more, we're having life experiences we never imagined we could, simply by pushing those boundaries out a little bit every single day.
And to the people out there that are going through these dark times, as Danielle is explaining, really finding your life purpose may be the answer to get you out of these dark times. What I would like to know, Danielle, what are some of the common issues that people under a lot of stress can experience?
That it affects every aspect of our lives. You know, one of the easy ways that you can see what's going on in your life, because everything is a mirror. It's a reflection. The results that we have in our lives are a direct indicator of what's going on inside of us. So it shows up in every way when we're under constant pressure and stress. One of the areas where we'll see it is in health. We will start to see physical manifestations or physical ailments that are directly proportionate in alignment to what's going on inside of us. You know, if you just look at it from the scientific standpoint, when we're under constant pressure, our body produces chemicals like cortisol and adrenaline. And these are designed to help us react quickly when we're under serious threat. And we know this reaction, most of us, as fight or flight, but very few of us actually have direct threats where we're truly in danger. Some people have that, but most of us not. Not like in the United States, for example. Most of us are in a good space. And And even, you know, it's really the constant pressure we put on ourselves, this constant stress we put on ourselves, that creates this constant production of chemicals in our bodies that take a toll on us physically. And cortisol itself, I mean, if you just look at that one chemical that our body produces, it can suppress our immune system, it can increase our blood pressure and our blood sugar, it can decrease our libido, and it can contribute to obesity. So just looking at that one aspect, we can understand why we have physical ailments. But when you understand, most people forget, they know this on some level, but we are not just a physical body. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So as
Absolutely.
We understand that, what we realize is that there's all kinds of evidence that shows, you know, we have to nurture our spirit. We have to not only nurture our mind with books and reading and good information like that, and nurture our body with nutrition and exercise and taking care of it, but we've got to nurture our spirit too. And our spirit loves fun. It loves joy. It loves play. And we've got to take care of that side of ourselves too, because if we don't, it's going to get our attention. And it'll get our attention in all kinds of ways, health being one of them. You know, what we'll see is chronic disease showing up, because as we chronically ignore those desires, it will start seeing all kinds of evidence. It'll start showing up in, you know, not only our stress levels, our shoulders will get tense. We'll start to experience headaches. We'll start to have digestion issues. We'll start to have intestinal issues. All of those could be indicators that we're just not paying attention to the signals we're getting either in our body, our minds, or our spirit. We're ignoring them and we're not listening. And so they're getting louder and louder and louder. And it shows up in relationships. It shows up in, you know, work.
Yes.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere in our lives.
And it absolutely shocks me almost how stress, and again, something from the mind could physically affect your body in so many different ways. Wow, that's really incredible. What I would like to know, because I know many people are listening right now saying, yes, you know, I've experienced many of these things. Am I someone that she can help? Danielle, can you please share with the audience who exactly is your client base?
Sure. It's really the people that I work with, the people that tend to gravitate towards me, are people who are serious about pursuing their life purpose. And they're also serious about taking their life in a whole new direction. We're not talking about a quick little fix, a quick little diet, taking some pills. You know, those are quick fixes. What I do is I work with people on lifestyle change, a whole new way of thinking and doing and being. So what I teach requires the clients who seek me out to have complete willingness to learn something new and a commitment to follow through. So the strategies I teach, with them being completely new ways of thinking, require repetition. You can't just hear it once and think that all of a sudden we flip the switch and life is different now. It requires repeating it so many times so that you can apply these principles, these things that I teach, in your life consistently, over and over and over, so that you're starting to make a new set of decisions. You're starting to create new habits. You're starting to put new things in place, new rituals, new strategies, new structure in your life to support this new way of living that you've chosen for yourself. If you say that I want to be healthy and fit, well, then you can't sit around on the couch and eat Doritos. We know that intellectually. But what it does require is that you get committed to doing what it takes to start making healthy decisions for yourself. And it's not a switch we can flip. It's one step at a time. You know, what's the next step I can take to getting healthier? And then start doing that, and start doing that regularly over and over and over. And that might be, well, I'm just going to cut out, you know, some sugar. You don't have to go overboard with this. You know, it's like, pick something and go do that consistently, right? And then, okay, now let's pick something else. And let's add that on, and let's do that consistently, because we're talking about lifestyle change, not quick fixes. So clients that I work with are people who are committed to changing their lifestyle, and it cannot be done their way, because if it could be done their way, they would have already done it. So it requires them to be willing and open to learning a whole new way of things. There's a spiritual side to this, as you're hearing with me. There's an emotional side to this. There's a physical side to this. It's understanding that we are whole, complete human beings, and we're going to address this on every level within each individual.
And for the people in the audience that feel that they can't change, or that they're scared of change, or some people believe that they're set in their ways, in a situation such as seniors, are you able to help seniors? And are you ever too old to be able to change and improve your life?
You know what? I love this question, because so many people think that they're too old. And they could be in their 50s. You know, they could be in their 40s and they think they're too old to change. It's kind of funny when you think about it, because the 80-year-olds and the 90-year-olds look at the 40-year-olds and just think, really? You think you're too old to change, right? But you know, the really cool thing about this is that you are never too old to change or improve. This is one of the biggest, the biggest fallacy, or the biggest excuse that people use to hold themselves back from getting the most out of life, is that they're too old. And here's my belief. Every day is meant to be treasured. And if we're not doing that, then we're missing the point of our life. So it's really about finding a purpose that compels us to jump out of bed every morning and learn how to suck the marrow out of every day. There's a Mary Morrissey talks about Henry David Thoreau, that he went into an experiment where he lived deliberately for 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days. He went and lived on the side of Walden Pond in this little tiny hut. And he said the purpose was to learn how to suck the marrow out of aliveness. And he wanted to learn what it meant to make the most of every day, to make conscious choices, and to live deliberately with the focus of sucking the aliveness out of every day. I have this client who just signed up with me 4 weeks ago. She's 65. She's had major health issues, you know, reconstructed heart, lots of bypass surgeries, just uses a walker, serious health issues. And the truth is, she was feeling very lost, very isolated and alone, and truly scared, to the point that she realized she needed to have a reason to live again. And so she sought me out, because she knew the answer to that was in finding her purpose. So now, just after 4 weeks of working with her, she gets out of bed early every morning. I mean, she used to sleep until noon because she had no reason to get out of bed. But now she gets up out of bed in the morning. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to get up early today. And so she'll get out of bed. I'm going to make my bed today. I mean, that sounds like a little thing. But when you don't have a reason to make your bed, you don't. When you don't have a reason to get dressed and put your makeup on, you don't. So now she's got this whole new lease on life, this new enthusiasm. So she's doing things like making her bed. She's getting herself dressed. She's putting her makeup on. She's going for a walk. She's trying to walk, you know, a few feet without her walker, so she learns how to balance without it. She's stretching that comfort zone in beautiful ways to really get herself back out there and living again. And, you know, simple things like, she lives in a new town. She just recently moved into my area, in the Portland area, and she can't drive without being totally scared, because she doesn't know her way around. But even getting in the car and going for a drive is a big deal to her, and she's doing it because she knows she needs to, because that's what it will take for her to get out of the house and start living again. And she's seeking groups of people who are like-minded and like doing similar activities, so she gets out of the house and finds people to hang out with that are her own age, or doesn't have to be people her own age. It's whoever she wants to hang out with. But it gives you a whole new lease on life when you connect into your purpose. Her purpose is very different than mine, but it's giving her a whole new reason to live again. So any age is a great age to get started on this.
And I love the way you explain that. And again, your energy is incredible. And most importantly, I know many people in the audience can either relate to what you're saying or know somebody that's really going through these same issues. So to everybody in the audience, if you're going through this or if you know anybody that's really dealing with these situations, please have them reach out to Danielle and really get the help that they need. And time has gone by so quickly. You had so much wonderful information to share with us. Can you please share with the audience where can they go to get more information about your work or to really sign up for your program?
Yes, you can go. The easiest way to get started with me, learn what I do, and to just find out what I offer, you can go to my website. And the website's DanielleIsaac.com, and I'll spell that because it's very difficult to spell. So Danielle is D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. So double your A's, double the L's, double the A's, DanielleIsaac.com. And on there, I've actually added right up front for you an opportunity to go into a 45-minute training, free, complimentary. So right away you can get signed up and started for that. I'm holding one Thursday evening for people who want to learn more about me and want to see what I do and want to go deeper with this. But you can also go see what services I have. You can sign up for a complimentary strategy session. I do business consulting for business owners as well, bringing a lot of the stuff into businesses. So just go on there and look and see, get yourself signed up for the webinar, and then you'll get on my list as well, and then I'll be able to send you updates of activities or workshops or webinars that I'm doing just to keep you abreast of what's going on so you can choose the ones that are the best fit for you or share them with friends and family who are looking for somebody like me.
And to everyone in the audience, the first step to making that change is to really reach out for help. And again, the first consultation, 45 minutes, is free. Your life can change the same way Danielle's did. And we're just about out of time today, and this show today was absolutely incredible. Thank you for joining us, Danielle, and really sharing your story and practice with the audience today.
Thank you for having me. It is an absolute pleasure to be on the show. I'm so glad you reached out, and I'm so glad to share this message with people because I know this is life-changing, and I know I was looking for somebody for 6 years before they kind of dropped into my lap. So my goal is to get out there and make myself known so those who do need me can find me and finally get on the track that they need to in order to really make the most out of this life. So, again, thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And to our audience, I thank you very much for joining us today. Again, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And also, please visit Danielle at danielleisaac.com. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. And to you as well, Danielle, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.